So looking at this question, the most important point that you need to take home is the loud S2 refers to pulmonary hypertension. It's essentially just saying a loud P2, okay? So S2 is referring to A2 and P2 together, but when you see this in questions, they're referring to P2. A loud P2 means the pulmonic valve is slamming shut because the pressure distal to it in the pulmonary arteries is high. That pulmonary valve is going to close when the pressure in the right ventricle falls below the pressure in the pulmonary arteries, marking the end of right ventricular systole. So if you have high pressure in the pulmonary arteries, it's easier for that pulmonic valve to close. It's easier for the right ventricular pressure to fall below the pulmonary arterial pressure. So it's a rapid closure of that valve, which appears in questions as a loud P2. This patient also has an S4 gallop, which is a slightly confusing finding because an S4 usually means a stiffened left ventricle. It refers to diastolic dysfunction of the left ventricle, such as with what we see with systemic hypertension, with increased afterload, or with aortic stenosis or hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy. So an S4 is usually left-sided, but it can also be right-sided. We can see it with pulmonary hypertension, cor pulmonale. There's even an NBME question floating around where it's seen in severe mitral stenosis, where we have a backup of pressure all the way to the right heart. So just take home the point that you can also see an S4 of the right ventricle. It refers to right ventricular diastolic dysfunction, which would be stiffened right ventricle. Now, not in this vignette, but also be aware that tricuspid regurg can be seen with pulmonary hypertension. So they'll say in the vignette that you have a 2-on-6 holosystolic murmur that increases with inspiration. So that throws a lot of students off, but once again, similar to the S4, just be aware that tricuspid regurg is a finding you can get in pulmonary hypertension, cor pulmonale, and even severe mitral stenosis backing up all the way to the right heart. Now, the prominent A wave on jugular venous distension, that means that the atrial kick that we get from the right atrium during the latter third of right atrial diastole requires more contraction, a greater contraction in order to pump that blood into the right ventricle because the right ventricle is stiff. So that pressure reverberation will actually move backwards and be demonstrated by a prominent A wave on the jugular venous distension. So looking at the answer choices here, we have calcitonin gene-related peptide. That's a distractor. Very, very unlikely to show up in the USMLE. The one point I can convey about that is it's increased sometimes in migraines. Okay, so that's just one factoid you can take home, is that something called calcitonin gene-related peptide, it can be increased in migraines. Okay, phenomenal. Now we look at C-reactive protein. That, interestingly, does not show up in questions as far as I've seen, but you should be aware that it's an inflammatory marker secreted by the liver, okay? So it's an acute phase protein. In states of inflammation, infection, autoimmune disease, sometimes we can get an increase in C-reactive protein. It's usually quite nonspecific. Interleukin-6 will cause the liver to secrete acute phase proteins such as CRP, C-reactive protein. It also has some utility in identifying heart disease. So nothing that will show up on the USMLE, but coronary heart disease risk can sometimes be implied by a high C-reactive protein in the patient's serum. Now our answer here, endothelin 1, USMLE really, really, really likes this, okay? It's one of these seemingly low-yield factoids that you think, oh, like, you know, okay, endothelin 1, something never heard of before, not going to show up. This actually does show up. It's all over the NBME exams, okay? So endothelin 1, you need to know, is a vasoconstrictor, and endothelin 1 antagonism via a drug called bosentan is one of the treatments for pulmonary hypertension. So you need to know bosentan for the USMLE, endothelin 1 receptor antagonist, and you also need to know that endothelin 1 expression is increased in pulmonary hypertension. So such as this question here, you have a guy who has pulmonary hypertension, they ask you what could be increased in expression in his vessels, and it's endothelin 1, okay? So once again, high yield, can't reiterate that more. Nitric oxide can't be the answer here because it's a vasodilator. So this guy clearly has pulmonary hypertension. Now we could meander through and essentially conjure up mechanisms for why nitric oxide could be increased in a compensatory fashion, but you don't want to overthink questions. The bottom line is nitric oxide is a vasodilator. It's high yield for the USMLE in terms of dilatation of coronary arteries. Okay, so when we talk about O2, CO2, nitric oxide, these help regulate blood flow through the coronary arteries. Prostaglandin I2, which is PGI2, prostacyclin, this is actually known as apoprostenol. It's a treatment for pulmonary hypertension. So rather than being increased in this patient, if anything, it would act as a vasodilator, which would help treat this patient. Thrombomodulin, it's a distractor here. When you don't know what's going on, you choose something that sounds weird. Thrombomodulin is actually a cofactor for thrombin, okay? So when we hear of thrombin, we say, oh, like prothrombin is converted via factor 10A in the clotting cascade to thrombin, and then thrombin is going to convert fibrinogen into fibrin for clotting. So thrombomodulin can act as a cofactor for thrombin to actually have an anticoagulation effect. So when thrombomodulin acts as a cofactor for thrombin, thrombin can in turn activate protein C, which is an anticoagulation molecule. Protein C will inactivate factor 5A and 8A, okay, in the clotting cascade. Lots of detail there. I know that that might be over some people's heads who are listening. You'd want me to give a nice long explanation about that. But, you know, when I'm mentioning thrombomodulin as an incorrect answer choice here, that's just your baseline explanation of what it is. So take home is just no endothelin 1, very, very high yield for USMLE, for agonism in pulmonary hypertension, and likewise bosentan, endothelin 1 antagonist, a high yield drug to treat pulmonary hypertension. That's it.